Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and a Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with all of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 12th day of the month of Adar. A very happy birthday to an adorable 2-year-old Adira Romema on her birthday today. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Dan Milner of Congregation Tiferet Israel in Austin, Texas, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Milner slowly reciting our 3 daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed, as always, by the Mishabeach Recholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Milner.
Thank you so much, and it's wonderful to be back to share Divrei Chizuk with everybody, and thank you to the Orthodox Union and to all of the sponsors that helped to make this very important project possible. So again, my most heartfelt thanks to everybody. Obviously, we have Purim coming up, and everybody is thinking about Purim and thinking about Tanit Esther, but I wanted to take a moment to sort of center ourselves on the Parsha, which is coming up. You know, one of the most encouraging feelings we can experience is knowing that we've served as a positive influence in the life of another. We all remember with fondness those special people in our lives whose advice and involvement, whose guidance and wisdom have changed us for the better, and what's more, have inspired us to be positive influences in the lives of others as well. But it's important to remember that being a positive influence is not something that's just reserved for leaders and educators and parents alone. Being a positive influence is an obligation. It's an obligation for everyone. And I think that we learned this lesson out from this week's Parsha. Toward the end of Parsha Tetzavet, we learn about the consecration of the Mizbeach, of the altar. Says in the Parsha, Shivat Yamim Techaper al Mizbeach, Kedashta Oto Bahayam Mizbeach, Chodesh Kedoshim, Kolanogea, Mizbeach Kedash, that for 7 days you will perform atonement upon the altar and sanctify it. Henceforth, the altar shall be a holy of holies. Whatever touches the altar will remain holy. Now, the use of the words Kodesh Kedoshim, holy of holies, is quite striking. While many of us are familiar with this term, the Holy of Holies, regarding the Beit HaMikdash, the Holy Temple, the use of this term when referring to the altar, I think, needs some clarification. Why is the altar called Kodesh Kedoshim, the Holy of Holies? According to Rav Hirsch, the altar is called this because the term Holy of Holies denotes a sacred thing from which other sacred things derive their sanctity. In other words, the altar is the source of Kedusha. It's the source of holiness, which has the power to make other things holy as well. As Rashi says, Umahi Kedushato, and in what is the altar sanctity manifest, says Rashi, in that whatever touches the altar will become consecrated. The altar consecrates even an invalid offering that is placed upon it to render it fit, in that it should not be taken down from the altar. As the source of Kedusha, of holiness, the altar not only can make other things holy, but what's more, it can make even that which is invalid, that which is unfit, unholy, holy. According to Rav Moshe Feinstein, the inherent sanctity of the altar, which has the ability to make even the unholy holy, serves as a dugma, as a model for us to consider how we can be positive, holy influences on others. The words of Rav Moshe, the altar teaches us about the chiyuv al devar shel kedusha tzarich lahashpi al acherim, about the obligation incumbent upon us all to serve as positive influences on others and to never push people aside, for even an invalid sacrifice was made valid via the kedusha, the holiness of the altar. And says Rav Moshe, ve'afil im yodea shahashpa'at yihye rak lizman mu'at, that even if you know that your positive influence will last but a moment, you're still obligated to try to serve as that positive influence, especially if you don't know the full extent of what that influence is going to be. In other words, we have to make ourselves like the altar, sources of Kedusha, sources of holiness, which can make others holy, regardless of their current state, simply by coming into contact with them. We all have the obligation to serve as positive influences on others. And as we continue to navigate through the COVID pandemic, and as we here in Austin, in particular in the city, and the state of Texas, continue our efforts to recover from the storms which has hit our state over the past 2 weeks, let us consider our responsibility to strive to infuse holiness in the lives of others as we strive to live lives as sources of holiness ourselves. So my bracha for us all is that we always believe in our ability to make positive impacts on others, and that may we always believe in our ability to serve as positive influences, transforming the lives of those around us for the better by being living altars of Kedusha, of holiness, inspiring the sacred through sacred living. It's at this point now that we will recite the three prakim, the three chapters of Tehillim, and we will begin with chapter 23, Perek Chaf Gimel. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai roi lo echzar, bino deshe yarbitzeni, amei minucho dinahaleni, nafshi yishovev yancheni demagli tzedek leman shemo, gam ki elech begeit hamavet, lo ira ra ki ata imadi, shiftecha v'mishantecha hema yenachamuni, taroch lefanai shulchan neged tzorerai, yishanta v'shem en roshi kosi revayai, ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yemei chayai, v'shalti v'veit Adonai le'orech yamin. Continue with chapter 121, Kuf Chaf Aleph. Shir lemalot, esta enai el ha'arim ma'in yabo ezri, ezri me'im Adonai ose shamayim ba'aretz, al yitein lamod raglecha, al yanum shomerecha, hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael, Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzilcha al yad yiminecha, yomam ha'shemesh lo yakeka, yarech ba'layla, Adonai yishmor chamikol ra, yishmor et nafshecha, Adonai yishmor tzed chavoecha me'ata v'yadolam. And finally, we turn to chapter 130, Kuf Lamed. Shir hamalot mimamakim karaticha Adonai, Adonai shima b'koli tihiena oznecha kashuvot l'kol tachnunai, im avonot tishmor ya Adonai mi'amahod, Im chaslicha leman tivarei, kiviti Adonai kivita nafshihi, v'lidvaro hochalti, nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker, yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed v'harbe im ofdut, v'hu yifted Yisrael mikol avonotav. We'll now recite a Misha Berach L'cholim with a pause for people to incite names. Misha Berach Avotenu Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Hu Yivarech VeYirape Et Acholim. Ba'avur She Anachnu Mitpalelim Ba'avuram Chazek Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimaleh Rachamim Aleihem Lachlibam Rapotam Lach. And lastly, we conclude with the recitation of Achenu. Achenu kol beit Yisrael hanatunim b'tzara v'shivya ha'omdim ben bayam uben bayavasha ha'makom yirachem aleihem liotiyem b'tzara lirvacha u'me'afele le'ora v'shibud le'gula.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Milner. Yesterday we had on your colleague, Rabbi Rakupsky, who gave us a report of what was happening on the ground in Dallas. And so we hope that you, your family, and the community, everyone in the state of Texas as well, and recovering. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered, Latova, for good, and may the Rabbona Sha'ulam, the Master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Thursday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as we will hear words of inspiration for Rabbi Shmuel Mayevsky of Congregation B'nai Israel of Midwood in Brooklyn, New York. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy,